Well, good morning. This is Jump In Tucson, and we're live here on KVOI, 10:30 a.m., The Voice. Every single weekday, there is a new host here that talks to the community leaders that aren't afraid to get their hands dirty. And boy, do we have a couple of really great guests this morning that it all starts with passion. And you're going to hear a lot about passion today of what these folks are doing. And boy, do they have a vision as well. So we'll get into that. We got four segments to talk about. Reach for the Stars. And our special guests today are Carlos and Kara Aragon. Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Tom.
So glad to see you. We met at Old Tucson, I think it was a couple years ago, and we were listening to some music outdoors, and you introduced me to your organization and to the, I guess, to your big fundraising gala. You're now on your second. Your second one's over, right? So you're
correct.
Planning your third one, and which is great. And I noticed in the website that you're connected with Jim Click's famous kind of giveaway, where he helps a lot of the charities here in town. So that's big time, you know, when you connect with Mr. Click. So I was really happy to see that. And we run into each other every once in a while in networking events, whether they be business to business or they be tourism. You wonder why we're talking to Reach for the Stars. Of course, astronomy is absolutely huge here in this marketplace. You know, obviously the calming down the lights so they're not pointing straight up, and dark skies ordinances and what have you. I had the opportunity to have to work with that for 17 years when I was at Pima County, and to work with all of the attractions, make sure that their signs are pointing down, they're not pointing up, and you know, so we could see the stars. And obviously U of A being probably one of the top three astronomy schools in the United States, and just super, super things. And of course, with a lot of our members being associated with astronomy, obviously Flandreau is one of them, the Sky Center, you know, Mount Graham, and
the Mirror Lab.
That was
Paragon.
You're more familiar with all of these, but they're very, very Kitt Peak.
Yeah,
we got to say that. So between the three of us, we'll get them all.
Let me tell you something else. The dark sky ordinances too. It saves the city money, because you need half the wattage to be able to only light the ground instead of lighting the sky. You could turn the wattage down when you're reflecting that light downwards. So.
Well, nobody said you don't learn something on this show, okay? But good morning again. Let's talk a little bit about who is Carlos and Kara. I think we should start with your wife first.
You think? Sure, okay, of course.
Who are you, and what the heck do you do? No, go ahead.
Oh, goodness. Well, I am a mother. I'm a wife, and I am a veteran. I absolutely love the Tucson community. I am not from Tucson, but I love it here. And I, you know, started this with my husband 4 years ago, and it is just, it's the kids. It's the kids that keep me going on the hard days, and it's the kids that just really bring me joy and bring me back to the reality that it is so important. I love to give. I love to provide for our community, which is, I have that veteran mentality of always providing and giving back. And so that's really why I want to do that. I'm from Houston. But like I said, I've been planted here through the military. What is my background? I was military for about 12 years, and then when I got out, I was a mom, and then I was a recovery coach, and I really just wanted to give back. I got down and out, and I'll just say it. I'm honest. I speak the truth, and I became an alcoholic. So after that, I went into recovery, and when I came out of that, I wanted to give back to my community, and I wanted to become a better mother and a better wife. And so here I am doing what I love, doing what God has provided me and given me, which is the chance to do exactly what I'm meant to do. And so I do the best I can every single day, and I love it, and I do it for the kids.
Well, that's a fantastic story. And Carlos, you hung in there the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time I just want to tell you all that she has the biggest heart that I've ever known, that I've ever met. She's an incredible woman, and this entire nonprofit would not be here without her. In many, many areas, in many ways. She is the glue that keeps it all together. So, she's incredible. And I'm very, very proud to build this nonprofit with her.
Well, it's very fortunate that you both not only share love, but you share passion in life. And I think we're going to really touch on a lot of points today. But the stars, astronomy, but that's just a vehicle. I mean, you know, and it's popular. So, and a lot of folks are, are really reaching for the stars. So it's such a great name for you to utilize. And of course, there is a deficiency in our schools in math. And, you know, I think, we're going to hear a little bit about some of your partners and who you're working with. And there is, I mentioned or teased a little bit that I've seen plans. We can't share with you the visuals. Actually, we can. We can put that online afterwards. But I think we'll let you, Carlos, and probably segment three, talk a little bit and try to help us visualize your vision of this new location in the desert where the kids will feel comfortable visiting and learning, I guess it's, you know. I don't know. Are you guys involved with JTED at all? Are you working on that? Or I'm just curious.
Not right now.
Okay. It just seems like they are very open to new ideas.
Oh, yeah. And we are, too. We're just waiting on the personnel, the funding, the capacity, basically. So if you want to get involved, please.
Well, let me know, because I was very involved in the beginning of my economic development days, and I run into JTED a lot, the principals, and they... I was a Rotarian, and we helped donate a lot of money to them to help build their new K through 12 school, and they're just wonderful people to work with. So anything we can do from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance or me personally, just reach out, and I'll be glad to introduce you to the top dogs. And they're just wonderful people. So
awesome,
you know. And I don't know if you had a tour of their facility, but it's just they, you know. Before it was shop, remember? I don't know. I think you guys are probably a little bit too young to. Shop was probably just ending up in, I think we missed a generation or so.
I was in shop. Definitely. Wood shop, all those.
You were probably the last generation in shop. And then it died.
I hope not.
And, well, the JTED is what, you know, revived it. Now, we were one of the last states to. Create a joint technology kind of school district. But it was a little shaky there in the beginning. You know, it's supposed to be a 4-year program, and then they only funded it for 3. And, you know, it's a whole long story. But now they're more than just shop. They combine, you know, the reading, writing, and arithmetic, and along with, highly technical training, and then going on to Pima Community College, you can really have one heck of a career. Outside of perhaps maybe your traditional service jobs, high tech. I don't know if you've ever been to Pima Community College, the downtown campus where they have their shop. Oh my gosh. You know, and they have an electric car, and then they have a hybrid car, and then they have the gasoline car, and then they have the cars with things called carburetors, you know, and they get to learn all this stuff. And guess what? If you're not good in math, you're not going to be good as a technician. And so, you guys are helping prepare, open the brain, not only to the students, but to the teachers, too, because, you know, there's so many things that are being taught that probably aren't relative to what your passion is. So I'm really happy to have you here on our show. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock. We got a lot to talk about. And, you know, let's not forget that it is Halloween.
Absolutely.
You know, so you might hear a little scary music in the background, or maybe some fun stuff, because I was thinking of your gala. And there it is. All right. Well, this is Jump in Tucson. And we're here with Carla and Carlos and Kira. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes. And Matt, let's listen to the song just for about 15 seconds before we go away, because it is Halloween and trick-or-treaters are going to be out here in about 5 hours in my neighborhood. They start early.
We just listened to this
with our kids, yeah.
All righty. Jump in Tucson. We'll be right back. Well, we're back, and this is Tom Moulton, host of Jump in Tucson, and we have two very special guests today. We're going to reach for the stars for the next 45 minutes with Carlos and Kira, and we started talking a little bit about how they met and they fell in love, and they discovered certainly very early on that they were actually compatible. They had the same passion, and that's what we're talking about today, is that where they're turning their passion into reality. So reach for the stars, Carlos. Tell us a little bit more about this organization. That's as I understand, you're only 4 years old, but we're anxious to hear more about it.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, so Reach for the Stars, you know, you talk about our passion and our compatibility. The astronomy piece, this was an accident. We both moved here. We didn't know each other from the military. And we both went through hard times, very difficult times, including, you know, losing a lot of, you know, all of our money, going through even periods of homelessness. Like, things got pretty bad for myself, and Kira went through her own struggles. But we didn't know about astronomy when we moved here. And one day during this, or after this very difficult, dark time when we were in this pit, we bought a small Walmart telescope for our son for his birthday. We set it up in the backyard. And what do you know? We looked through that little toy plastic lens and we could see the cloud bands on Jupiter. And it blew our minds so much. It was enchanting. It uplifted the deep pit that I personally was in, and it completely changed my life. Now, at the time, I didn't know that Tucson was basically the astronomy capital of the United States, at least. And it was just like an alignment of the stars, of the cosmos, the planetary alignment. Everything kind of fell into the same amazing little culmination or a witch's pot, and it all came together. And this was right at the beginning of COVID, and it was something that we realized that the community could benefit from, that the children within the community could benefit from. And it was very, very it was inspiring for us, but also the community. We saw that we had something very powerful and very unique that we could help the community with during hard times. People struggling with mental health issues, mental wellness issues, stress, anxiety, depression. And what Reach for the Stars is a one-of-a-kind nonprofit that uses astronomy, STEM, and art to help youth in the community with their mental health and wellness. So it's a two-generational approach. You help the children. With that ends up taking less stress off the parents, a lot of all types of, so it helps both the children and their families. When you help the kid get through their struggles, get past the bullying they're going through, helping them with their social anxieties, helping them get out of the depression that they're in, launching them on a path towards the stars, empowering them that they can do anything that they want to do, it is very powerful. And when you do it to them young, when you get this all done when they're young, they have a lifetime of success to benefit from, a lifetime of coping mechanisms, using astronomy as a coping mechanism to get through those tough times. And it's a trajectory on a path towards innovation, exploration, they are going to be the changers and the builders of tomorrow. The people who are going to get scholarships and go to the U of A and become rocket scientists or any type of scientist or any type of innovator to make the world a better place one day. And that's what we do at Reach for the Stars. We set them up for success.
Right. Now, these kids, Kara, are having fun as well while this is all going on.
Oh, my goodness. It's phenomenal to see them come in, because they come in and the majority of the kids that we deal with are either on the spectrum, they have neurodivergent characteristics, they're being bullied, or they just don't have access. They're in a poverty level. And so they come in and they are shielded by some sort of bubble. They're shy. They have a wall up. They don't know what to expect, because they're, again, being bullied, or they just don't feel comfortable where they're at school or at home or wherever they are. And then they come in, and within a few, I would say an hour, they are already surrounded. There's no judgment. There's fun. It's exciting. It's awe inspiring. That's what we call our whole mission, is awe inspiring. And it's just, they're just having fun, and it's wonderful. I just love it. I love seeing them come in, and I love seeing them change, and I love seeing them leave, and then they come back. And so it's great.
Yeah. We're going to talk a lot about astronomy and how important it is to, you know, to our academic side here at the U of A, and some of the top really professors are here teaching students. And so, you know, I have to say that you're creating a whole generation, you know, of astronomers, you know, by starting this young and inspiring, utilizing, you know, when I was a kid, you know, NASA was growing, and we were in sci-fi, you know, before Star Trek, before Star Wars. And I have my own telescope.
All right.
I bought it at the Stargazer.
Starzona, maybe?
Starzona, yes.
Yeah. Shout out Starzona. They're
and
awesome.
It's a little complicated for me. We had to have them come out one day. This was years ago. And so tell me, you know, how we use the little one, get to the big one, and everything else. And, you know, and they're still there. They still have a smaller shop now. But, you know, and the number of stargazing parties are phenomenal. That's going on. And some of them are formal. Some of them are part of a bigger hotel program or some tourism program. And some of them just crop up in the backyard.
Yeah.
But I have, before we go to break, I have this memory of you showing your telescope being towed behind your car.
Yep.
And you actually will hold a stargazing party.
Yeah. Have very unique stargazing events, and we have one of the largest mobile telescopes in Tucson, so we completely blow people's minds.
So it's amazing, because this can be for groups coming in town, it can be for families, it can be people you meet at school. You know, so we'll talk a lot more about astronomy in the coming break. But this is Jump in Tucson, and we have two wonderful special guests today. Now, I have to tell you, this show is brought to you by Visit Tucson. So there is a tourism component very much to astronomy for folks that are visiting here, because of the dark skies that we have and the wonderful planetariums and telescopes that were not only being used for research, but they're open for the public too. This is Jump in Tucson, and we'll be right back. Well, welcome back. This is Tom Holt, and I'm the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we're here today with Carlos and Kira from Reach for the Stars. And boy, we're learning a lot of things that are going on, and we're reminding everybody how important the astronomy program here is at the U of A. And these folks are kind of inspiring the kids, young kids, to explore their dreams as well. And, you know, what's going on here in space has been going on in Tucson for many, many years. During the break, we were talking about what happened, you know, when NASA got started, and John Kennedy said, we're going to the moon before the end of the decade. And guess what? they didn't really know much about the moon. So they contracted with the U of A and they created the moon map because they had to know where to land and what things to avoid. And U of A was very instrumental in creating the moon map and then move on to Mars where they created the rover and thinking that it was only going to last for, well, I don't know, for maybe a few months or maybe a year or so. And it's still going strong. And how many has it been, 10, 15 years, or it's been a long time?
I believe it's been more than 10. Perseverance, that's the name.
Yeah, I mean, solar works, I guess, you know, so that's obviously. And then just most recently, they flew by an asteroid.
OSIRIS-REx.
Yes, and it landed, and you've probably seen the images where the U of A professor was running through the desert, you know, to capture his, you know, his, and it wasn't that big of a sample.
No,
maybe like this.
Yeah, and so he's going to be studying that for a while, and I'm sure he's starting to release. But we're still getting. What's really neat is about the rover, and the pictures and the things that it's sending back is that you get to see them, not just as a student over at Flandreau at the U of A, but they're also incorporating a lot of these, you know, in some of their programming there, their educational programming, and the public gets to see this, and that's like the first place that you can see some of these wonderful shots from Mars is at Flandreau Science Center and Planetarium, and Nick over there does a great job in marketing the organization, and Kelly is the executive director, and we really love these guys. And but don't forget about, you know, Mount Graham and the Sky Center and the Mirror Lab. They're all open again. Kitt Peak. They're all open. They were closed during COVID, but they're all taking tours. And the cool thing about what happened with COVID is this new technology where you can actually book in advance and show up when you want to show up. And and they're ready for you. I mean, they know exactly how many people are going to go on the tours. And I think we're back to getting back to the curated tours versus, you know, wait for the Bluetooth signal to, you know, to turn the light blue. So, and then you hear somebody narrating. So I love just curated tours. And those are some of the things that you're doing now.
That's correct.
With your what did you call it? It's stargazing party or Carlos? What's the name of the event?
You can call them a star party or stargazing event. But yeah, that's one of our programs at Reach for the Stars, and we're basically star tourists or star tour guides. So every 2 weeks to a month, we meet at Gabe Zimmerman Trailhead on the east side, and we bring one of the largest mobile telescopes in Tucson, plus a bunch of astrophotography gear, monster binoculars. These things are huge. And then we set them up and let people get hands-on with the equipment, learn how to use them, learn how to maneuver. Last Saturday, we looked at the comet live through the telescope while we were imaging on an advanced astrophotography system. And then we sent all the images of the nebulae, galaxies, the comet itself to the attendees that showed up. And these are free events. These are free events open to the public. And we invite anyone who comes to Tucson as visiting to look up our website, to come to our events. They are absolutely awe-inspiring and incredible, and we guarantee we will leave you a memory that will last a lifetime.
We need to get you on our Visit Widget event site on our website as well, TucsonAttractions.com, because we partner with Tucson Media Partners, which is the Arizona Daily Star, and they probably have the closest thing to the master calendar of events out there. So we've partnered with them, and we kind of suck in their data, and we share it with our website. And
we would love to get on that list.
It would be great. It's you know, there's so many events going on, and there's not a master calendar. So we're trying to do the best we can to help spread the news and the Tucson Media Partners using the power of the newspaper and their digital Tucson.com website. I think they told me the other day, and I'll probably misquote it, but it's the largest website, I believe, for tourism, obviously, is visittucson.org, and it gets about 2.5 million, if not more now, unique visitors. It was 1.3 for a long time, and that's just exploded. Tucson.com is a lot bigger than that. And so we're so happy to be partnering with Tucson Media Partners this year, as well as Visit Tucson. I mean, they're what a dynamic duel there. They help produce this show, and we really appreciate it, along with KVY and Dr. Ackerley, who, by the way, will be back tomorrow, Friday at 9 o'clock with his own show. And he talks about with community leaders. He talks about the program at all the programs at the U of A, because he's a professor. But let's talk a little bit more about some of those activities, the outreach that you're doing.
Yeah, sure. So we have four programs. Kira, jump in anytime if you want. So we have our monthly stargazing events, or every 2 weeks, where we just increase them to every 2 weeks if we can. It all depends on the moon and all types of things. So those are free, open to the public, stargazing events, awe-inspiring, incredible, unique, powerful. Program number two, Beyond the Stars Youth Camps. We bring children in who are struggling, kids who sometimes don't know they're struggling or being bullied at school and not telling their parents or not telling anybody. We bring children in K through 12, and we have a science, astronomy, STEM, art, all types of activities. We launch rockets, we use microscopes, we create beautiful art after we look at the sun through an advanced solar telescope. We do all these things while we talk about mindfulness, while we talk about self-expression, while we talk about feelings and how they're okay and how to share them with people that you love and that you trust. And we create a safe space for children to learn, to get past the issues, to learn how to cope with their issues, and to grow. And that is Beyond the Stars Youth Camp. And then we have third program, which is our mobile space science camp, which is where we have an astronomy trailer and a science trailer, and we bring it out into the community so schools, organizations, scouts, colleges can book us to come host our events, stargazing, solar gazing, science, whatever you want. We'll come to you and host it at your location. So you'll book it with us. And program number four, telescopes for kids. We give a telescope package with all the goodies, with all the gadgets and gizmos, with solar glasses, with the telescope, eyepieces, filters, everything. And we give it to a child in need every month free of charge. We teach them how to use it. We teach them how to use it to cope. And we teach them how to use it during any type of event. So,
and along with that program, we also rent telescopes out to the community. So Carlos,
we're
is
the
really
only
good.
Telescope renters in town. So we rent out a lot of telescopes.
I think I need to have you come over to my house and rescue my telescope.
And
okay?
We also do that.
And put it to work.
I refurbish telescopes or restore them.
It's sitting in our bedroom with our big sliding glass door pointing to the sky. I won't tell you the last time I looked through the lens, but it needs to be rescued.
I'd be happy to. So if you want to support the mission and you have a telescope that needs some dusting, let's just put it mildly, contact us and we'll get it fixed up, aligned, collimated for you. We'll even give you a lesson as we send you out the door. So
and you work with the organization that we got it from, so that's they have
Star-Zona.
Also yeah, and every once in a while I run into to the gentleman you just mentioned, Dean, and he said bring it by and I'll do it, but you know, I think the more personal touch from you guys would be probably great, and
we'll come to you.
And if you need it to lend out, that's good, because right now it's not doing any good, and we might as well get it to some folks that you know want to utilize it. Now, my grandkids live in an area where the dark sky ordinance doesn't exist, so they live in Austin, Texas.
Oh,
so you know, with all the high rises and the lighting and the big glow dome, you know. So you know, we're here, folks, with talking to Carlos and. and his lovely, lovely wife, you know. And she has been obviously an inspiration to you, Carlos. I can tell that, you know, actually to both of you guys.
500%.
It's definitely a team here, you know. And Carrie, we're really happy that both of you are here. Now, we're going to be back in just a few moments, and we're going to wrap this up. And this is Jump in Tucson, and we're so happy you're listening. And we'll see you in a bit. Well, we're back. This is Jump in Tucson, and we just have a few short minutes to talk to Carlos and Kira Aragon about Reach for the Stars. And Carlos, take it away.
All right. So we're a one-of-a-kind nonprofit. You heard what we do. You heard our programs. You heard about our free events. Now, how can you get involved if you want to attend one of those events and see for yourself who Reach for the Stars is and why we're so unique? Please get with us online at RFT Stars on any of our socials. Our website is www.rftstars.com, as in Reach for the Stars. Instagram, YouTube, we create videos. We are on all the social media platforms, and we have all of our events on there. But we're also, all these free events and programs and paid programs that we do, we need people. We need help. We're a nonprofit, so we need volunteers. If you're interested in being on the board as a governing officer, contact us. Get involved. If you know a child in need, if you have kids yourself who are interested in space, science, contact us. Get involved. Send them to our camps. It's an incredible, incredible, one-of-a-kind, first-of-its-kind mission in the entire world, as far as we know.
We're also an Arizona tax credit organization. So if you haven't chosen an organization this year, we would be honored to have that.
Yes, because it goes directly to your bottom line.
Yeah,
right?
That's dollar donate for dollar.
The 501(c)(3) organization. And
that's correct.
And let's give Mr. Click just one last plug here too, okay?
Yeah, we're in the Millions for Tucson, the Jim Click Millions for Tucson raffle. So there's a big, incredible top three prizes, the Jeep Rubicon Hybrid that's being raffled off. Tickets are $25. Second place prize is the 2 first class plane tickets anywhere in the world, and the third prize is $5,000. So get your raffle tickets with us. Go to rftstars.com or find us on social media.
If you want to see our mission, our vision, go to Stargate on our tab on our website, Stargate. So
a lot of information, but I wanted to again continue with this plug, because you mentioned before the show that 100% of the revenue that you generate on behalf of the Jim Click raffle goes right back to you.
That's
to
correct.
Your organization.
There is no middleman.
Yeah.
The tickets are $25 or 5 for $100. So that entire purchase price of that ticket goes to the mission. There's
That's
no percentage
fantastic.
We have to pay or anything.
100%. Now, there's certainly a lot of other organizations, 501(c)(3)s, that are participating in this, but all of them are benefiting from Mr. Click's generosity. And I would imagine somebody's paying for that car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Mr. Click himself.
I'm pretty sure it is, too.
And it's an incredible car. I got to drive it. We had our gala recently. We sold tickets there. It's a very, very incredible, very clean Jeep.
A quick plug before we go is this Saturday at the Oracle Adventure Tours. Tucson Adventure Tours is the parent company. They're opening the new trailhead on the backside of Mount Lemmon. So November 2nd, you can go to Tucson Adventure Rentals and learn how to go on a side-by-side, a UATV, and all the other things that are going on. This is Jump in Tucson, brought to you by our friends at Visit Tucson and Dr. Ackerley. We will be back next week, and we're going to talk about El Tour and all the things that are going on with their big festival, their record, let me get that word out, breaking attendance now, well over 9,000 folks that are going to be riding bikes for charity. So we'll see you next Thursday. Dr. Ackerley is in tomorrow at 9 o'clock. This is Jump in Tucson, and I'm Tom Moulton, and thanks for joining us today. And thank you to our guests.
We'll see you out there under the stars.
Thank you for having us.